time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
July 8th, the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The passage today is advice to the early Christian followers of Jesus to travel light, to keep a distance between themselves and their material possessions. It is undoubtedly based on advice Jesus gave his followers during his public life, what he sent them forth to prepare the way in the towns and the cities he was planning to visit. It was not meant to be taken literally, but it was not meant to be dismissed as rhetoric either. Jesus and his band had a treasury. We know, because Judas the treasurer was a thief and stole from it. The apostles appointed deacons to handle administration. The church today has enormous goods at its disposal, which generally are used well. Yet there is a terrible danger that financial administration will be confused with religious leadership, from the parish society all the way up to the Vatican. And now my story about this homily. Once upon a time, there was a mommy and a daddy who were preparing to take their two children for a couple of weeks' vacation in the country. They had, as do most mommies and daddies these days, a sports utility vehicle, an SUV. They figured that they would travel light. For 2 weeks, you don't have to bring the whole house, do you? And see, SUV was big, it was easy to pile things in it. First of all, they packed clothes, because you can never tell what you might have to do or where you might have to go at the lake or what the weather will be like. They didn't pack any more things than they would need for, let us say, a 2 months visit to Paris. Moreover, they wanted their kids to look the best. So they packed their comprehensive wardrobes for them, too. You can never tell what might happen on a vacation, can you? The weather might be bad, so they had to pack enough toys to keep the kids happy if they were imprisoned in a cottage for 2 weeks. But the weather might be good, so they had to pack enough toys so the kids wouldn't be bored on the beach. Then each of the kids had their favorite toys without which they could not survive. Did I forget the family dog? Eventually, the SUV was fully loaded, and there was room for everyone except the mommy and the daddy. So they rearranged things. There was hardly room to breathe in the SUV. When they got to the lake, they had to unpack all their stuff. When their vacation was over, as the last vacations tend to be, they repacked everything to drive home. Then when they arrived home, they had to unpack everything. They weren't talking to one another for the next 3 days.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.